Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show. I'm Imani Spence, a producer for the show, and I'm sitting here with Reginald Thomas II, a photographer reporter for the City Paper, who has been working with the Poly basketball team all season. How are you, Reggie?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Good. So tell us a little bit about the work that you've done with the basketball team.
I just wanted to follow a basketball team for a complete season. When I was in college, I didn't have the opportunity to do it. I basically got denied. So after graduation, I came back to alumni open gym at Poly over the summer. Mm-hmm. And I asked Coach Sam if he would let me document the team. And after a few baskets, a few games, he said, yeah. Since September, I've just been with him as much as I can be.
That's awesome. So you've been covering practices, games, all of
practice,
it?
Practice, games, study hall, team outings.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much anything I could be at.
That's so cool.
I was there.
And for those of our listeners who don't know, Poly's won the state championship.
Maryland Class 3A state championship. First in the school's history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. That's a huge deal.
It's crazy how it turned out like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So. I'm sure that would have been nice for you to kind of see it all come together as these boys have been working.
Yeah.
What is this project meant to you as a photographer? And I know you're a basketball fan.
I went to Poly. I played basketball at Poly, class of 2011, for anybody who's listening. my sister went to Poly, class of 2006, and two cousins went to Poly. So it's personal in that regard. And in terms of, like, how I view basketball, it's more so about people's personhood as opposed to the sport itself. So I did look a lot for interactions beyond just playing basketball or just regular pictures of somebody laying the ball up, stuff like that. I really wanted to, like, see how they interacted with each other off the court and who they are as people first, because a lot of times we don't get to see athletes as people. We just see them as, in their jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see them laughing, joking, or, having fun, which is, what teenage people do.
Yeah.
So that's what it was really personal for me on that level as well.
How did your photography practice transform through this season, like photographing these boys?
Wow. I don't think it changed much. I think being with the team, what it allowed me to do was, I'm not old by any stretch, I'm only 23, but just being with them, it kept me young in a sense. It was a lot of fun. There are moments where, they lost in the city championship. It was very intense when they lost. It was a very quiet locker room. But for the most part, it gave me the opportunity to look at people having fun and being joyful and being their best selves in a way. And I really appreciated that. And that's something that kind of molded my photography, because I've been around a lot of pain over the past 3 years with regards to the Freddie Gray protests, Corinne Gaines being murdered, and other, people that have been killed. So in that respect, it's been pretty edifying.
Yeah.
As well.
And I think that's also important to think about for the city in general, just thinking about how we all are collectively trying to heal and grow. And what Poly as being such an institution in the city and winning this championship and also getting to see not only their skills in this court, but also their growth as, young men who are in high school is really cool. I'm sure it's going to be great. And then to kind of wrap it up, what was this process like working with City Paper to produce this piece?
They gave me the opportunity to, like, focus on it solely for, 7 months?
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm thankful for them allowing me to do it when I could have been doing other stuff, like covering Trump's inauguration and stuff like that. But I, they understood that this was important for me, so I'm thankful for that.
That's awesome. Well, do you have any other last things to say?
Congratulations. If anybody is listening that's on the team, Coach Sam, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be with the guys. If you're listening, Well, I just want to thank Coach Sam for allowing me to be around the team. I really enjoyed the process. I really enjoyed watching these guys grow over the past seven months or so that I've been doing it. It's a very special group of guys. And this is not the only thing they will achieve in their lifetime. It's just the start as they go to college and beyond. So that's pretty much it.
Again, I'm Imani Spence. I'm a producer for The Mark Steiner Show, and I've been talking to Reginald Thomas II, photographer-reporter for the City Paper, who covered Poly basketball's winning season and the Maryland State 3A championships. You can pick up this copy of City Paper on stands today.